Welcome, everyone. It is 6:30. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Thank you so much for being here. We'll call to order this public hearing on our fiscal year 2027 property tax increase. It is Wednesday, August 12th, 6:30 p.m. We're at Lot 2, Castle Valley Drive, and also on Zoom tonight. We'll do a quick roll call. And then I'll just go over quickly to, as a refresher of what we're doing, and we'll open for public comment.
So here we have Jasmine Duncan, Pamela Gibson, Tori Hill, and Robert O'Brien, Colleen Thompson, George Hawley, the Gustins, the Browns, Norman Llewellyn, Don Montoya, and Dave Fry is on Zoom.
Everybody? Okay, so I know this has been all over our website and our emails. The town of Castle Valley will consider an increase to its property tax rate from 0.000864 to 0.001193 to generate an additional $75,000. The following information is intended to provide decision makers and the public with an explanation of how the town's operations would be affected if the proposed property tax increase is adopted. The town of Castle Valley's current property tax rate is 0.000864. Town of Castle Valley's current property tax income is $134,850. The proposed revenue with the tax change would be $209,850. And the new property tax revenue to Castle Valley will be $73,666, an estimated increase to the town of Castle Valley's property tax revenue of 54.04%. And we're not sure why it comes out at 73,666 instead of 75,000. That's what the state generated. So I'll go ahead and open to public comments.
Oh, hey,
yeah, George, go ahead.
That was quick. I was expecting 10,000 other things. Okay, you proposed to raise property taxes. The one thing that you didn't mention here, you already received a substantial property tax increase last year because the valuation went up. That's a windfall. Now you seek another 50%. The first thing that I notice, you list the medium home price of whatever it is, and you're about 500 something thousand. There isn't a house in Castle Valley that sells at that. Recent sales are 850 to 1.14 million. So the medium here is probably closer to 950. So that increase that you publish there is going to be much larger for the average property owner in the valley. So that's a little deceptive, you know, and we need to do that before we do any homestead exemptions. Now you seek to double your tax revenues from 2024, and it was a property tax, property value increase. It's about double. My main concern is that Castle Valley Drive is going to be due for major repairs and replacement in the near future. And then you're probably going to do the same thing again. You need to raise taxes because you don't have the revenue to support that. In the meantime, we have been wasting tens of thousands of dollars on biased water studies and test wells that will at best benefit a few and probably no one here in the valley because they're not scientifically based. And we've been doing extensive road repairs on some of the dirt roads, like the ones that lead to the upper 80s. And that will have a limited short life and benefit a few residents. And we need to remember people that live in these areas typically buy these properties at a discount. And then they expect the same service that other parts of the valley have. When you live in Castle Valley, one thing that I strongly feel about. We're a rural community. We're not a city. We don't have blacktop roads everywhere. So you need to consider four-wheel drive as a must. We had that in Salt Lake County when I was president of a homeowners association. That's what we told people. It drains, it washes, and you cannot drive your normal road car, your minivan or whatever, Teslas, whatever they are, through those roads. You need a rugged vehicle. And people who want to live in this community must be aware that some services are simply not economically feasible and accept it or don't move here. It's that simple. In any case, I don't see any foreseeable end to the town's need for additional revenue and the especially the road maintenance. Many of the older residents that live here on a fixed income, and they simply cannot afford these continued increases, both from the county and the town. It's a big burden that we need to be aware of, and therefore I consider that unacceptable. The town sort of brought that upon themselves when they took over the road maintenance from the county. It was about the dumbest thing that was ever done, but some of the people in charge at the time, and it's no one here, had a vested interest. They thought they could do better than the county, and we get punished for it now. I think we need to look at the road maintenance, see if we could, rather than increase taxes, bring our costs down. I noticed Lazarus Lane has been regraded and regraveled, partially regraveled a few times. Personally, I don't think it's necessary because you reach our driveway and that's muddy and non-drivable as ever. So I think we need to strike a balance that everyone needs to live with. And maybe rather than just increasing the taxes, look at what we can do maintenance-wise, what is necessary and what's not. You know, having a town, as everyone here knows my opinion, I love the people I'm dealing with, they're great people, but what's in it for me? You know, I pay all these taxes at Bigoy County, what additional services do I get? And other than a couple of notaries a year, probably not much. So the whole effectiveness of being a town needs to be evaluated. Can we do that? And if so, we need to do a long-term plan. And not just a one-time tax increase. What do we offer people? And there are some things that we would offer. Protection against overbuilding. But that can be achieved in other ways if we wanted to. And if we had no property taxes, Castle Valley taxes, the average owner of an $850,000 home would save $440 a year before and $640 a year after the proposed tax increases. And the county, we already pay for road maintenance. So I personally don't see a lot unless we reinvent the town, and maybe that is doable. But absence of that, one final closing point, and I know I'm probably over my 3 minutes. In 2026, South Hadley in Massachusetts proposed a property tax for a hike of 50%. And that would have been phased in over several years, not over one. And the voters rejected it by 65-34%. The largest increases in Utah is in Draper, 25% increase for the 26-27 year. So Castle Valley stands out with that request. Maybe we need to look at services, facing it over several years. But a one-year tax increase of that magnitude is a significant burden on the community.
Thank you, George. I had Dennis, was your hand flying up back there?
Well, I couldn't hear.
Oh, you were just come on here. Don, would you like to go next?
Has the town looked at alternative funding sources rather than a tax increase? If so, what's the feasibility of them?
Like what alternatives? I mean, we've definitely been using grants this past 2 years to do a lot of projects that we've done. Unfortunately, to do anything, if you don't have money in the bank, the grant wouldn't have even existed for us if we couldn't have paid for it and then been reimbursed. So if we don't have capital projects money in the bank, you can't even use those resources.
We received over 500,000 for the Colbert project.
So grants are another source of
they can revenue. But if you don't have money to pay up front, grants are all based on reimbursement.
Not necessarily.
All the ones that are available to municipalities seem to be.
What about restructuring the tax income? So when Draper was mentioned, for example, Draper has a absentee owner tax, which means if you're a resident of Draper and you're not the property owner, then that is looked at taxing differently. So it's a occupancy tax. So second homeowners in Draper, that second home is taxed 50% higher.
Yep. It's the same in the entire state.
Yeah, get taxed more for being out of state.
Well, actually, I think you get a discount for living here.
Right.
If you're
you're paying 100% of your second homeowner, and if we're full-time residents, we get
it. But if there's a second home here, and it's not the primary residence of the owner of that property, are they taxed the same or differently?
They're taxed 100%.
Pardon?
They pay 100%.
That's not true. If it's a rental property
and it's someone's
primary residence, it is taxed as a primary residence.
Right.
So it's different if it's a nightly rental, which we don't have. But in town, nightly rentals are taxed at a way higher rate than...
The occupancy tax. So that's, and I'm not saying it's a poor, it's a source of revenue here necessarily.
Well, it is because, second homeowners are charged at the full rate of, so if you live here and you're taxed on your residence, the value of your home, you're only taxed on half of that value. If you don't live here, it's not your primary residence, you are taxed on 100% of the value of your home.
Why not 150%?
That would be a question for the state. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's, I'm just using Draper as an example. My son lives in Draper and he has a neighbor that the house is a rental. The tax on that rental is 50% more than it would be if that was a primary residence. It's not a primary residence, it's a rental.
Well, if he had
a higher tax.
If he had a long-term rental, he could file a form.
As a primary residence. Yeah.
That's an incentive to have long-term occupancy instead of the short-term.
If you rent it out on an annual contract, you file a form with your county assessor, and then it's
being taxed at the same rate.
The county tax, I'm talking about the municipality tax.
That is based on what the county, if the county gives you 50%, the municipality gives you 50%.
Well, no. But the municipality gets its tax rate. So when the taxes went up last year because everybody's assessed value went up, we did not get any more money than prior year.
So, let me give you that example. So 2025, our actual property tax revenue was $132,398.44. Our amended budget for 2026, our property tax revenue for the year was whopping increase of like $2,000, $134,850. So we did not have a windfall from that assessment.
You should be assessed.
It's not the way it works.
You should be assessed.
We have to ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All I'm saying is that there are other municipalities, Boulder, where I lived previously. If you are not a primary resident living in that home, regardless of whether it's a short-term or long-term rent, that is taxed higher than what a single property owner would be paying. Do we have that structure here?
Yes. That's agreed.
100% versus 50%.
No, 150%.
That's a whole state thing. You'd have to have the whole legislature change that.
But it's not a municipal decision.
That's not something that we even have any control over.
Okay, I've got hands. I saw hands. Colleen, go ahead.
I've spent kind of hours going into how property taxes work, how they're calculated. And even though, because of that assessment a year or two ago, everybody's tax here went up, that money didn't go to the town. It went toward lowering the rate for other parts of the county. It's very counterintuitive the way the taxes work. And there are some, Ledmer, somebody has some resources explaining this that I would be happy to put on our website to help people understand it. But also, if you look at your tax statement, the town's portion of what you're paying is less than 10%. So a 50% increase of that, 50% sounds scary, but it's 50% of such a small number compared to the schools and the library and the fire department that it's...
Well, that's a different meeting, schools and libraries.
Yeah. I don't have any kids at school. But anyway, so it's very counterintuitive, and it feels backwards the way they figure the percentage and the amounts, and then the amount of revenue through the whole county is kind of spread out among the county. So ours went up, somebody else's went down. When I got my tax statement recently, it said some other part of the county got reassessed, so your tax amount might go down because of that. Well, mine didn't. It went up. But anyway, it seems really weird the way they do it, but I checked. And apparently that's nationwide. It's almost the same everywhere.
They're not supposed to take the whole county value as a whole and then proportionally allocate to the assessment. So that is correct. Maybe we need that new subdivision they're trying to build with a $10 million homes.
Chances are we've got a tax break on that.
That won't help. They created their own municipality.
Right.
But the county staff is still there, schools and everything.
But the point is, we did not get a windfall in the town because of that increase.
I would complain. You should have.
You submit your budget, whether you're the library or the fire department or a town or whatever, you submit your budget. And then the county decides if you get all the money you've asked for. And we haven't had an increase for like 10 years. 11 years.
Years.
So anyway, it's a system that's hard to understand. But
11 years ago, when we did ask for an increase, it was specifically for water study. It was also for the culvert replacement. And if we wouldn't have done that then and started putting money every year into the capital funds, we wouldn't have been able to do that. And it took that long. The other problem is that the culvert project happened at the same time that we would have been chip sealing Castle Valley Drive, which is very due. So this is basically just going right back to that so that we can get that done by next fall.
I'm waiting for a lawsuit on that culvert project.
Are you?
Well, if you're coming into town and you go and you hit the corner, the safety guardrail,
probably going over 50 miles an hour.
No, because that safety guardrail is going to trip a car. It's not going to hold the car back. It's not high enough. I guarantee you that somebody is going to, at that turn, that guardrail is not high enough to hold the car back should they hit it. A car is going to flip over that guardrail. There's going to be an oncoming lawsuit.
But the guardrail is only on one side, and it's on the uphill side, not on the downhill side. That's what I find interesting.
I every time I go around that corner coming into town, somebody is going, especially.
Okay, we're
well, I'm just saying, yeah. Get ready for the lawsuit.
Go ahead, James.
Why isn't there a guardrail on the downhill side? Well, I just
don't know.
There never was.
But that doesn't mean we didn't need
it. The reason we notice it is because
this is on the budget, not on the guardrail. They're pending lawsuits, and I'd like to move back to the budget and our tax increase. Thank you.
You're right. I will take more opening comments about the budget.
Bill Gustin, 100 West Pace. Appreciate the open town hall here just to talk about it. Recognizing last year's windfall never really materialized. It is a question, the hardship and the potential for deferral, that I do think there's some serious conversation around. We all took the hit, but didn't receive any of the benefit. And there may be further legislation or representation that needs to take place for this Castle Valley. I am curious also, the amount of property and the improvement of property over the past decade has been substantial in the valley. And I don't think we are compensated basically for the change in what's available, what is currently in the valley. It seems like we should be receiving a better deal from the county on these increases. I know we all know that. I think we all know that, and I think we actually need to have legal representation to try to get that. 10 years ago, if people weren't here for the past decade, they probably still think there's open land, but take a look. There's properties everywhere here, and we actually need better services and roads and everything else to make that happen. So as a point, I think, yes, we got, I believe the correct term is screwed, and I would say that as a group, I think you could have a relatively good pitchfork and torches conversation with the county regarding that. But knowing that you answered my first question here, there wasn't a sudden increase in revenue. Probably my comment here really is a question of the 3 to 5 year projection of what is going to happen. Because I can see us being here next August having the same conversation. I think we are actually behind, but we're not reaping the benefits of what should have be coming back from the county. So it would be interesting just in terms of the KPIs, what's the standard we're going to hold? What is the correct amount of property tax for our valley through 2032? I don't know if we know that. Actually, you guys keep a very nice budget. I didn't get a chance to print it off and bring it along, but it would be interesting to project out the next few years, because I don't think your current increase is actually going to satisfy the required needs for the valley over the next 5 years. And the community takes the hardship, and then the county takes all the money. So I do think that there is a legal battle in the next 5 years to say we need our share back. Because if you're going to improve taxes, I came from California. Taxes, like, somehow you spell tax with California. I don't know how it works. But I'm used to taxes. I get it. But I also had roads and schools and lights. And by golly, if we didn't get down to the last penny, we were raising Cain to get our money out of the county and the state to make that happen. So I think my primary concern, yes, I'd love a property tax increase to not happen, that jerk. But the reality is, if I'm going to pay the tax, by golly, this valley actually needs to get what they deserve out of it. And I think that would be where I'd stake my flag for the next 5 years. We got to get roads and guardrails. I won't do that. But the idea is, if we're going to be paying more, we get more. And I don't think the past increase, and I guess it's 11 years since the last time we had the increase, time to torch and pitchfork this thing, because we're not getting what we need out of the county and the state to support this valley as it is today.
One comment on to that, we need a post office here, because we can't get freaking out of the
budget. Yes. I take everything back. Post office. No,
you don't want to road it.
But conceptually, I get the reality of taxes, but I don't think we're getting our due for the increase that these folks, especially the fixed income folks, they didn't move out here and suddenly pay 3-4 times the taxes. So yeah. I see that happening over
the next 5 years. Well, that's the reassessment. When it was assessed at one value and then a year or two later, it's doubled. Oh,
yeah.
Improvements. Yeah. We're still living in a fifth wheel and yet, and with a roofless thing and yet we're taxed,
increased. Worth $4 times.
It's a really expensive. And so that's what got me is that, they reassess the value for way more, and now they're wanting even more. And now the math doesn't even work. So they tax us, they increase it, but then you don't get the same amount of the increase. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Not unless we ask for it, which is what we have to do. And that's
So you're asking for it. It's not going to affect us. You're just asking for your share out of what they're taking from us already. It's not going to increase our.
No, it will.
Well, see, that's the only they should be just giving us what we're trying to.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah.
But we just don't know what to do about it. How to get the county to. I mean, they'd rather spend money on the Arches shovel than they
We should get 3 of our commissioners on the county board. That would dramatically change.
Yeah.
Or at least have residents go to the meetings.
Mm-hmm. And remember, in November, vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's my 10 cents. I don't think I know that. Tax increase is real, but I just don't think we're getting our fair share. I'm happy to have a separate meeting on how to figure that out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone other than Colleen that haven't gone? Just sorry, but I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Anyone online have public comment that has not spoken?
Dave Fry here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. My comment's pretty simple. I mean, I'm looking at my tax property valuation and tax changes. Notice that we just all got recently from the Gabriel at the Grand County auditor or clerk or whatever. It seems pretty simple to me. I do understand everybody's issues and wanting these different things. And the last gentleman that mentioned how we're not getting our share out of the big price tag that the county puts on their dollar amount, I totally agree with that. But I'm looking at my tax bill, and it says the increase is $213.41. That's how much my taxes are going to go up for the increase to Castle Valley. Am I reading that right?
Hopefully,
yeah.
Okay. And we have 2 properties here, and so we're going to have to pay some extra money. I am totally okay with giving Castle Valley $213.41 for each property. I understand that the bills are big, but the portion that goes to us, to our town, is small. And I think Tori really explained it pretty well there too. So $213.41, I'm all for the tax increase on my properties, our properties, Susan and I, to better the roads and continue making the town better. That's my 2 cents.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Ruth? Dennis and I agree with Dave. I mean, obviously we can afford the increase. We think that it's necessary. The town needs the money. I think it would be great to get more from the county, if we can figure that out. But we need the money. We need the money for our roads. We need it for all the other activities that we're doing. And we love living here, and it's cheaper than where we came from. So we're up for going for the extra tax. We're supported.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Ruth.
Hey, Colin.
I just wanted to say that somebody said vote. When we had the new assessment a couple of years ago, a lot of us filed a protest. And I don't know how many people attended the Zoom meeting of the, when they had the hearing for that. It was very unsatisfactory. The assessor apparently has nobody running against her. So I would keep that in mind, because the assessor was invited to come and talk to us out here and refused to come or send a representative. Trisha Hedin came and did her best. But the other thing was that the, I forget what it's called, but the hearing appeal committee is the county commissioners. And they all said, we're not qualified to sit in judgment on this stuff. We have no idea how it works. So we'll just go along with what the assessor said. So I would pressure the county commissioners to do something, change the system, get a different assessor, do something. They contract out the assessments, they said, and they have for years to the same outfit. And there's a lot of unequal assessments that I put in my appeal that they didn't care. So that would be an angle to use.
Well, along those lines, the properties on the next to the town, they're still significantly lower for no apparent reason.
Because they didn't reassess that area.
Well, they did this year, and they're still
lower. They're still lower?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So someone needs to take a look at that. That is probably the biggest thing, just because you're on the other side of the town border. No offense, but I don't think the town adds that much value to anything.
So the people across the creek are in county. Yep. They receive no road service whatsoever. We did not receive road service from the county on our side roads out here ever. Pre-town, POA, the county has never done road service on side roads here ever. So if you think that that's what they're going to do, if we get to get rid of the town and go back to the county, that's not what's going to happen.
Well, I'm talking about the assessment right now.
Yeah.
The properties on the other side of the town boundary should be comparable in value. There's no reason why they aren't.
And I'm not sure why they're not, because I've seen them on the market for the same.
Yeah.
Well, they are. But if you look at the assessed value, I looked a couple of them up this year.
Yeah. Well, then they're fibbing it because they're selling for the same amount.
Yeah.
They should be assessed higher because they don't have as many limitations on what they can do with their property as properties in the town.
We've changed that too.
I know. It's our house decreased in value, but our property went up. But we can't do anything more with our property. I mean, our land. I mean, you can't build another house or anything. So, I mean, they're just kind of weird, the assessment.
Because people are dropping $400,000 for a bare lot.
Well, they did approve appeals for people who have more than in 2024. They did approve appeals for the people who had flooding. And our appeal on a portion of our property that floods was approved. The next 2 years, it wasn't. And well, just like yours, why not? Three times as much as it was before.
Right.
And it's still the same flooded piece of property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
So talk to your commissioners about the assessor.
Well, they can't do anything about it.
Well, that's part of it. But I do appreciate the discussion about long-term plan for where this goes. Because I do think, and Tori and I have talked about, capital projects plan, at least for this coming couple of years before she's retiring from her position as the treasurer here. So keep that in mind too.
See y'all later.
I don't agree with having a continuous need for increases out here. I'm more on board with I'm going to ride my cow if I have to. That's kind of my... Where, you know, the four-wheel drive person. But there are certainly people here, and there's an expectation here now from a lot of people that aren't going to be able to do that, you know. And we can't realistically do that. We have state road funds coming in for every mile of road that we have. So we can't just tell people, oh, sorry, you're just going to have to walk.
But that's only Castle Valley Drive, right?
Now it's all of our roads. You get more for the paved surfaces than you do for the gravel surfaces, but it's all 17 miles of roads that we have.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing. Every time we had gravel, but
yeah,
3 years
ago. Well,
and improved dirt would be a less, you would get less for that.
Just a random question. Are there not alternate sources of income, but this direct funding opportunity, Castle Valley? Do we have to raise the property tax? Or if you had funding that 100% stayed in Castle Valley, would that be appropriate?
Like dollars?
Yeah, yeah. Single capital budget.
I would find it difficult to rely on donors as a long-term plan.
Oh, yeah, long-term, single budget, like buying dollars.
Project? Mm-hmm. Yes, we could probably do that.
Okay. I would entertain the possibility that within scope of what would be reasonable for the our neighbors, there may be a certain criteria or limit to a single time capital improvement for the valley where we don't give it to the county and we keep it all within the town and see if we could raise the funds ourselves to do it.
Just as like a fundraiser?
One time for, is that a $10 million project? That's not going to happen. But if it's $150,000 to improve something, I bet you there might be enough of us to say I don't want it to.
If it was a very important project.
Yeah, maybe. I just would offer that up as within reason. We love to support money here.
The amount that we have to get Castle Valley Drive done, we probably don't have the time it would take to rally, but a fundraiser to come up with that kind of money. But I do think with this, what did we discuss this year's increase? And
I'm not really willing to say right now, but I will be willing to talk about that at our next meeting. Jocelyn and I have been working on the actual budget, and it's been a little difficult just because of all of the funding and everything. So I'd be more than happy to discuss that next week.
Okay. So we're probably somewhat close to being ready for Castle Valley Drive with this year's increase. And then maybe I feel like we could then discuss a better way forward.
Well,
I'll
talk about that.
We're never going to not have a need for some capital projects sitting in an account ready for a problem. So, that's always going to be a need. How we get it there, I don't know. That could be another discussion.
Well, this is a step forward in being able to do that. It took us almost 10 years to save up what we have in our capital funds, and because of our grants that helped with the culvert project, we still do have some money in the capital road fund, so it's looking like we may be able to do that next fall.
And what is the figure that NRCS put in?
It's like $500,000.
Yeah. So a fair amount of outside money.
Yeah, half of it. Half of it was paid for by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled budgets from 2008 through like 2023, because after that were kind of weird off years because of projects. And like the amounts that we were putting in every year just to make these things happen were between 5 and 40 grand. Like whatever we could basically every year to make these things happen. So it's kind of scrapping things together, which is not a great long term
solution.
I just have an education question. Do we actually service any debt in town? What is this all?
We do have debt
at two buildings.
We're getting pretty low on that. And we're almost paid off on most of our debt. So,
and they're very minimal. I mean, it's like one payment is $7,000 a year and the other payment's $8,000 a year. It's not.
And now that we own our road equipment and our leasing, some of those things have gone away. Like we work towards, keeping.
That's not the problem.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're not just throwing.
Well, yeah, maintenance.
Maintenance.
Yeah, now they're getting old enough, we're going to have to start repairing them.
Huh. You know, one or two more years, and then you're saying, you know, that's someone else's treasure. So.
I just wanted to say something that Dorje always brings up, and that is that in the last, I don't know, I did an average of what property tax income we were getting, $130,000-ish a year, $125,000 to $134,000 for the last 10 years. That doesn't buy today what it did then. And that is our main problem, is everything costs so much more now.
That's crazy.
And yet we're still trying to make this place run on what we were getting years ago. Everything costs more.
Yeah.
The diesel.
Like, what was our last chip seal? 150s?
125,000.
250,000
mm-hmm.
for now.
But it's everything. It's
computers. And that doesn't count
electricity.
The pothole repair to get it ready.
Yeah.
Like, and it'll probably be a quarter inch thinner.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Mismatch.
Hey, would the cell tower income have helped with any of this stuff or no?
No, I think Verizon had proposed that to the fire district.
Just
the
fire
county.
Okay. Oh, the county.
Yeah,
fire district. The county has the valley that we need to get that.
Oh, non-interest
grounds. Okay.
So valley never gets anything.
There's no matter.
Yeah.
But look what we have.
But we do.
Yeah, look what we have. Got the door. These
creek lights.
No, yeah, the cost of everything
stuff
is ridiculous.
And hiring people to do anything.
Yeah.
People don't work for $10, $15, $12, $20 an hour anymore.
Yeah, if you go back, and it's on our finances page of the website, Colleen got on there today and put all of these budgets on there for me because I wanted them. So thank you. What we were paying for roads department in 2008 was like great. You know, we're paying people $10,000-$15,000 a year to do everything. That's not a living. No one can live. No one can afford to have a job like that.
Was it full time back then? Was it still
part? Well, I think none of these jobs
have ever been full time.
Never full time.
We don't have any full time.
Yeah.
I think when I first, in 2012, when I was first on the council, we had our roads manager was also our operator, was on a salary. I think it was like $14,000 a year or something. And was working way, I mean, he was probably making like $250 an hour because he was working a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of got us spoiled. And the reality hit after he retired. Any other?
What's the next steps?
Our next steps is that we will be discussing and taking action on this budget at our regular town council meeting next Wednesday, August 19th. Here and on Zoom. So we have a week to.
Oh, we all know it's going to happen, so it is really important to get our capital funds back up, not only for the road, but to then, we just basically took everything out to fix the culvert. And thank goodness, in terms of looking for outside money,
thank
people, yeah, absolutely.
You can all thank Jocelyn for that $500,000 because she worked her butt off for it.
Big time.
Their grants are not even its own account that had been, I thought that was its own nest egg for that last year though. You had been saving all this time for that project.
Right,
that
for, was for, the, yeah. for the road.
For the culvert, I thought
that was our capital roads project money.
Yeah.
That was one of the projects in that.
Yeah. They took all that money out, yeah. too. Yeah.
That's the same pot that counts.
Thanks,
all there.
Not in. Thanks to the grants. We still have some in there.
Yeah.
Just one really stupid question. We were talking about commissioners earlier. How come Castle Valley doesn't get their own commissioner?
We did have one.
You know, Trisha,
so
Trisha
she's supposed to be.
Is our area. She's kind of got the rural area. So this piece and then kind of the
southern part of Spanish Valley that's in Graham County. So she's kind of the rural representative. And if you have, she's really approachable. She'll listen to your concerns.
I'm just saying we provide all these taxes here in the Spanish Valley. We should have our own representation.
Well, Greg Halliday was on there for 4 years.
Yeah.
So, and he was the guy I was talking about that was a supervisor working for
somebody. Somebody needs to be out here to run.
You should run, George.
Run.
Yeah, run. I nominate George.
I know. Second. Careful, Jewish.
All right.
It pays money.
It does.
Hopefully.
And like some council does.
Yeah.
You maybe don't pay $150,000 a year to be on the council?
No, I knew it out of goodness to my heart, George.
We have some very qualified people here who could take that up, you know.
No, we really do.
And I think
a lot of them have been very busy, and a lot of them have already served in all of these roles. That's part of the problem, like, where people aren't coming out here to work. They're coming out here to retire and be away from things.
And complain.
Yeah, but to be let out. But that's the thing.
Someday when I retire, I might consider it.
Okay.
Retirement isn't that bad.
It is. My wife would kill me.
You're maybe in your retirement in New York.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if we're kind of past our substitutes, I will go ahead and adjourn this public hearing at 7:17 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Very good.
I didn't recognize you out of costume.
That's right. Yeah.